Welcome to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. I'm Cheryl Waters. I host the midday show on KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle and at kexp.org. Today's Music That Matters podcast starts off with The Weather Station, a project of Toronto singer-songwriter Tamara Lindemann. Her new album, Loyalty, is a gorgeous set of pensive folk pop with emotionally charged lyrics. Here's a song called Shy Woman. It's The Weather Station on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast.
Shy women, you and I, shy from knowing too well. Every time, as though we were mine, the bitterness that you hide so well. I say nothing at all, thinking of your pride, and tell you that you look well. And you roll your eyes and laugh, and we sit down together by the window, talking about the weather. I should have told you, you look so alive and elegant. Sunlight, shoulders wide, though in readiness to fight. Something you never even touch, never ask for too much. No, you can't get by on almost nothing. You and I forever bluffing, and ever so kind. Shy women, shy.
Tonight, the
they're not what they ate, that their body's great. Oh, everybody wants to think that they're good at heart when they're full of hate. No such thing. Oh, everybody wants to think that they won't grow old, yet they keep aging.
Oh,
That's a new single from Washington, D.C. natives Hamilton Lighthouser and Paul Maroon. They're longtime friends who played together in the band The Walkmen, and they recorded that song at their hometown studio Inner Ear in Arlington, Virginia. Hamilton Lighthouser worked there as a teenager, and both of them recorded records there since the 90s. My Reward showcases the enormous sound this three-piece band can create with a spare lineup of instruments. Once again, that's Hamilton Lighthouser and Paul Maroon, that song called My Reward. And Israel Nash from his new record, Israel Nash's Silver Season, and that was the song L.A. Lately, just one of many wistful tunes on that 70s-steeped psychedelic folk album. Love the new record from Israel Nash. You also heard Boise, Idaho artist Trevor Powers, a.k.a. Youth Lagoon. The third album, Savage Hills Ballroom, is absolutely gorgeous. You just heard the song The Knower. An Icelandic artist, Sole, one of my favorite musicians, and she always envelops us in a gauzy robe, a beauty and atmosphere in her albums. And the new album, Ask the Deep, is no exception. And you just heard the gorgeous and timely song from that new album called Halloween. Before Sole, that was The Weather Station starting off today's Music That Matters podcast and the song Shy Women. I'm Cheryl Waters here on the Music That Matters podcast from KEXP. We release one of these every single week, and you can subscribe for free. Go to kexp.org for info on this and all of our other podcasts. Up next, I always include local music in my podcasts, and next up is the first of several local bands. It's Seattle's Sea Pony from their third album. This is another captivating set of breezy, well-crafted dream pop. Here's Sea Pony with Place We Can Go.
Thank you. alive. Or does the blacktop know that I have not cracked with my mind? Nothing's in color gray as a pill, nobody cries. Why do the street lamps shine? I'm still nothing's like.
Allison Mosshart, Jack Lawrence, Dean Fertitta, and Jack White return with Dodge and Burn, album number 3 from The Dead Weather. You just heard I Feel Love Every Million Miles. And Long Beach, California trio Tijuana Panther showcasing their 60s steep, garagey, psychedelic surf rock sound on their new album Poster. You heard the song Set Forth. And Seattle band The West with the song Out of Sync from their 2013 EP Clock is Ticking. More music from Seattle with the duo Pony Time combining a stripped-down sound with catchy pop melodies on their third album Rumors 2, The Rumors Are True, and that song called Time Tells Me. And more music from Seattle, that was Sea Pony at the top of the set, A Place We Can Go from their new album A Vision. Coming up next, more music from Seattle. Here's Joseph Giant. The band led by Joe Syverson just released their second impressive album, Break It Together. Here's the song Avenue Who from Joseph Giant. It's KEXP, where music matters.
Looking back, what I knew, I don't know you.
sorry, 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 yeah. Oh, maimed one.
That is the song Pollution from Gozilla. Gozilla is a computer download manager and accelerator developed in the mid-90s, but it's also an acid psychedelic punk band from Florence, Italy. They've got a couple of U.S. tours coming up. They'll be in the States this fall and again in March around South by Southwest, so keep an eye out for them. Again, that's Gozilla from Firenze, Italy. And Diane Coffey, the project of Sean Fleming, a former Disney child actor and current drummer with the band Foxygen. And Diane Coffey's second album, Everybody's a Good Dog, was recorded with an assortment of guests and a horn section and a string ensemble. Those were all firsts for Sean Fleming. And the result is 11 tracks of skyscraping sound. It's like a kaleidoscope of sound and euphoric instrumentation and some dark lyricism in there. That was Diane Coffey and the song Mayflower. And the ferocious punk sounds of Vancouver, BC band White Lung and the song Face Down. You also heard Your Friend. Taryn Miller is from Lawrence, Kansas, and records warm, atmospheric songs with dreamy vocals and deeply personal lyrics under the moniker Your Friend. And you just heard the song Tame One. And starting things off, Seattle artist Joseph Giant. I'm Cheryl Waters. Thank you so much for listening to my Music That Matters podcast. I always love to hear from you if you're so inclined. You can email me at Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, at kexp.org. And until next time, keep listening to KEXP, where music matters.